should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, right here, right now. This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. This is your host, Wayne Walton. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got a very special show today. We are going to get into a very interesting topic, which is, you know, everything we do is about usury-free currency. We're going to get into a system which is called mathematically perfected economy, and that our guest is Mike Montaigne. And what I wanted to get into with this is, you know, literally, this is a system under which you know, we can have on a $100,000 loaned mortgage, the payment on that would be $83, essentially extrapolated over a 100-year lifetime of a house. So this is a very interesting topic, and you know, this is deep monetary reform. What I'm doing with the local currency for Summit County, this is on a very, you know, very basic level. That's just essentially a monetary system, and there's no lending system yet attached to it. However, hours-based currencies have been loaned without interest. So this local currency that we're doing here in Summit County, Colorado, is Mountain Hours. Be part of the Mountain Hours Revolution and come up and check out our event, Independence Weekend. You know, we're about you know, a week away. It's 4th of July is a week away today. Check out tickets. They're $75. If you purchase this week, you'll get $25 in Mountain Hours that you can take around and spend to the participating businesses that have joined our local currency cooperative. That is at RockyMountainPuff.com. That is RockyMountainPuff.com. And literally, you can go and spend the local currency at those businesses. And rather than, you know, it's one thing to talk about different solutions. It's another thing where you can actually tangibly go spend this on a very fundamental basis. It changes what money is. This money is created without a debt or interest. And by the people, they don't need to wait for the kings on up high. We don't need to wait for a vote. We can just affect change right now. The guests at Rocky Mountain Puff will be Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Joby Weeks. The musical guests are Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Additionally, we'll have local populist candidates who support the Mountain Hours Revolution, and that's David Justice and Tisha Cassida. So we're looking forward to having a great event, and it'll be even better if you're able to attend, because the more people who start to understand that we don't have to rely upon central banks or a national top-down system, and in fact, they steal our power, we need to change that. So stay after this break. We'll have our guests and check out Mathematically Perfected Economy for the full 2 hours.
I'll be present for. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle ever ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferrand, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a very special guest today, and that is Mike Montaigne. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's close enough, Wayne. Mike Montaigne is how it's pronounced.
Montaigne, okay.
Montaigne, it's French.
Okay.
They always put the accent on the wrong syllable.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know, just like the song says, why are we here? Surely it's not to live in pain and fear. And we both agree the reason we do live in pain and fear is because the money power has been stolen by parasites. And we need to reform that system. And this is one of the solutions out there that is very compelling. I'm not aware of any other system that's even... you know, basically with what I talk about is we can absolutely have loans on mortgages without interest. You go even further than that. Because
I actually believe if I just heard this material that you played correctly, you were advocating that it wasn't a debt either, but then it can't be a loan. So that would be a contradiction. The problem is not that money is a debt. In fact, the only way that you guarantee redeemability in any form of currency is if there is an obligation. And so that's not ever been the issue. In fact, that idea or misconception has been popularized largely by Paul Grignion and his video, Money is Debt. You'll notice he cites my web pages as a source. That idea that interest is terminal actually comes from my work, and he has misinterpreted the means by which interest is both unwarranted and terminal as indicating that debt is the problem as opposed to a process which inherently multiplies falsified debt to a purported banking system, which in fact merely publishes further representations of our promissory obligations. So we're paying interest on money purportedly loaned into circulation by mere publishers of the money. This is the same thing that Benjamin Franklin was doing in the case of Colonial Pennsylvania's paper currency. He was a publisher of the currency. But of course, we know that Franklin didn't insist that the principal be paid to him, thus laundering all the principal ever created into his unwarranted possession. Nor did he ever claim that the interest was justified because his property or evidence of entitlement was at stake. He was merely a publisher of further representations of the promissory obligations of the people. And so, in truth, why we are here today where we are is that we ourselves are living in darkness. We're divided. We have a mathematic issue. As we know, mathematic riddles always have one correct answer. Whether that's a singularity or a plurality, there is one correct answer. In other words, whether it indicates a unique integer or a set of integers or whatever the case, a mathematic riddle has a singular answer. And from its beginning, the proposition of mathematically perfected economy was a proof of a singular monetary solution. It identified the causes of the problems that we are suffering today and organized them, in fact, into basically two categoric faults and a prospectively third categoric fault, which is a combination of the two. That is, we can have volumetric improprieties, which are generally what we refer to as circulatory inflation and deflation, or we can have dispositional improprieties, which is a consequence of the present obfuscation of our currency. Now, obfuscation, of course, is a term that many people in America aren't familiar with, but it means to confuse intentionally. So by generally, the means would be to misdescribe the parts. In other words, a banking system comes in between industry and its market, and it says that we can't issue our promissory obligations on our paper effectively. So it creates a representation of the same promissory obligation. It forces us to go to a bank and sign a contract to issue a promissory obligation, which is to obligate ourselves to pay the principal. And because they claim then that they're loaning this money into existence, which of course is not a fact at all, no contractual principle would uphold this obfuscation because the banking systems of the world give up no commensurable consideration whatsoever to the purported debt that results from this obfuscation. So by falsifying debt to themselves, they claim then that their entitlement, which is what money is in the end, is at risk and therefore subjected to interest. And the cause of our problems then are actually twofold. The first crime against us is that this obfuscation launders all the principle that's ever created into the unwarranted possession of a mere publisher of further representations of our promissory obligations. The second crime is terminal. And this, although these people that argue against usury today, you know, they generally just stop there. That's it. They can't articulate the reasons. And these come from my work. And we can trace this in every case. Jacques Jacquerin wrote me a year before he did the debt virus. He begins the first page of the debt virus with a plagiarism of my parable of perfect economy, which is actually a story I used to teach since the mid-1970s, in which my own words are uttered to the fictional mouth of Benjamin Franklin. And we have people... tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands even of web pages today repeating that story as if it's history. But it's actually my own words, an explanation of this problem, which Benjamin Franklin never identified himself.
Well, could you just go through that and like, just explain your...
Well, that's what I'm getting to here. So the problem is that this obfuscation's imposition of interest... is, as I said, unwarranted and unjustifiable. And I mean that literally and absolutely. That is, my original work in 1968 was a mathematic proof that it is unwarranted and unjustifiable and inherently and inevitably terminal as well. And the reason that it's terminal, and this summarizes the issue, is that... it imposes an implicit obligation, interest imposes an implicit obligation, that is, to maintain a vital circulation. The reason we are compelled to maintain a vital circulation, not by creating more money or creating more interest, and not because the interest doesn't exist, as, you know, recent imitators of my work are claiming wrongly. The reason that we're forced to maintain a vital circulation is the circulation is comprised of only however much remaining principal, from which we are obligated to pay all the principal on all purported falsified debts to the banking system, plus all interest. So we can't even persist in servicing the initial debts, falsified debts, of the finite life cycle of such a system unless we borrow the principal and interest back into circulation. Most of the principal and interest back into circulation that we're paying out of circulation. So this implicit obligation to maintain a vital circulation results in a perpetual process of maintaining a vital circulation by borrowing principal back into circulation, which, of course, sustains every prior sum of debt and makes it mathematically impossible to pay down any prior sum of debt unless we can otherwise return all of the interest to circulation and some of the principal as well, which would allow us to pay down a prior sum of debt to whatever degree that was possible. But it's impractical to do that because the banking system has no need to absorb so much of our production in any legitimate activity of banking. On the other hand, if we argued that it was possible to do that, which it is not, because in the end, all money is committed to financing virtually all property because we're sustaining so much debt. But if we were committed to some idea that we could account for it, nonetheless, what we would be arguing for is the fact of a mere counterfeiter of money, publishing money into circulation to acquire all property.
Yeah, you off there. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We are going to be right back after this.
Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan essentially saying that they are your king, meaning the Federal Reserve and the parasitic usurers. You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. This broadcast is a two-hour day broadcast, 5 days a week, and it's specifically targeted for monetary reform, targeted to create a universal debt jubilee, and what will the world look like in a, you know, a usury-free society? And there are a variety of usury-free monetary systems, and this is one of them. This is a mathematically perfected economy. In addition to that, we're going to, you know, basically bring people who support these different initiatives as reforms, all of which are usury-free. In addition to that, there's a LETS system. And John Turmel will be on at a later date to, you know, basically support that. And eventually we'll have interactive debates between the different supporters of these movements. Additionally, there's social credit. Additionally, what, you know, basically my system that I'm active with is a networked hours-based system. We have hours here that we're doing. There's an hour system in Ithaca, New York. There's one in Madison, Wisconsin. Down in Denver, they're starting Mile High hours. Well, these hours can trade with one another internationally, nationally, regionally, without parasitism. And Mike, can you tell me, you know, with the hours-based system, as long as we are able to come to the correct quantity and we neither inflated or deflated that amount, as long as we have the proper number, what would be the flaw with an hours-based system?
Well, number one, it isn't the hours or time is not the sole measure of value. If you're going to sustain a free market system, we're jumping way ahead here. I mean, these people who claim usury free, you know, based it all on my work, I would bet you can't point me to a web page or a page of a book.
So you're telling me every person that ever supports you, was Jesus a plagiarizer of yours then?
No. But if you look at the scriptures and study them...
Was the Bible plagiarizing your work?
Huh?
Was the Bible plagiarizing your work?
You said no.
Okay. Well, it just seems like effectively usury is a mathematic flaw. Anybody that does basic math can understand that it's a flaw.
If people understand what's wrong with usury, then you can show me that they can articulate how you would identify the problem. And that isn't the case. John Turmel, for instance, just claims that it's in the Bible. So you understand it. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says you should not charge usury to your brother because you will not be able to live at peace with him. What does that mean?
Well, it's not a mathematic proof by any stretch.
Do you even know what the word usury comes from in the original text from which all this is translated? It just means and more. There is not even a distinguishing factor or aspect between interest and usury. And why has that been changed in our dictionaries?
They changed the meaning now to charging any interest. I believe it's any interest. I'm sorry. They change it now to meaning it's excessive interest. I believe it's any interest.
Yes, so Burke pointed that out to the world. But what else did it do? It demonstrated that any rate of interest which has to be borrowed back into circulation, and you don't find this in the Bible. Jesus didn't say this either. He left it as a riddle for us to unravel. But any rate of interest which requires borrowing it back into circulation to maintain a vital circulation perpetually increases every prior sum of debt by so much as periodic interest on an ever greater sum of debt until, even at an inherently escalating rate, we suffer an inevitable failure under a terminal sum of debt which exceeds our capacity to service it, which further compromises our creditworthiness to borrow further as remains necessary to maintain a vital circulation. And thus, in the end of the life cycle, the circulation deflates, as occurred, of course, in the first Great Depression. Now, you don't find any of that in the Bible. So, of course, the Bible doesn't plagiarize my work. But all these people here who are claiming usury-free systems have deviated from a fact of a singular monetary solution to put their own name on work that they can't even articulate the cause of the problem that they purportedly solve, and they don't even address all of the issues. How can you, in an alternate currency, for example, solve inflation and deflation, which you're just proposing you're about to do?
Ultimately, the issue is the quantity. So, well, Mike, let's not forget whose show it is, okay? So let me ask the questions if I could. And I will be very fair. You have full 2 hours. You have plenty of time to speak, and you will speak 95% of the time. So we're going into a break. I will be right back after this with Mike Montaigne. War for the profit, bomb for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. And just as was articulated in the commercial you're just listening to, we've got an event coming up here in a week, and we're hopeful that you could come out if you're out in the western states. We've got people flying in from across the country to Rocky Mountain Puff. The tickets are $75 for the three-day event, which will consist of political speakers in addition to monetary reformists and musical acts. So we are actually going to take our different guests around where they will spend the local currency, and our eventual mission is to hire the local sheriff with the local currency, wherein that sheriff will finally work for the people. Once he works for the people, he can end income taxes, property taxes, victimless crimes, and foreclosures. Income taxes, property taxes, and foreclosures are all fraudulent contracts derived from usury based upon a mathematic fraud. So through this solution, we intend to effect a universal debt jubilee. That is the very focused and specific mission of this program, and it's the path to abundance. Once the jubilee is achieved, we have an abundant society where the people control the power of the money, and through which they will have abundance instead of the parasites who have stolen that power. So after this revolution occurs, and we can systematically do this from county to county across the country, we mean no harm to anyone else. Love the sinner, hate the sin. We love the parasitic usurers. We hate the sin of usury because it leads to lack, scarcity, destruction. It's a sin against nature. And one of the solutions that's being advanced is the mathematically perfected economy. And Mike, can you would you tell us now, are the people suffering under inflation or deflation?
Well, I think we should finish whether or not your alternate currency can possibly solve our problems. You pretend that these people understand usury, but no one who understands usury would think that an alternate currency is going to relieve us of usury, when the particularly when the major currency is the source of all our debts and requires us to service this escalation of debt by maintaining a vital circulation of that currency. No matter how many further currencies arise in the world, you will not arrest the multiplication of falsified indebtedness by usury one iota until you replace that system entirely. That is the only way to get rid of usury. So all this other talk and all these commercials are just, excuse me, they're just BS.
Okay. Well, that is your opinion, and you're welcome to it.
It's a mathematic fact. If you're not arresting with your mountain hours, and John Turmel isn't arresting with his unilets, 1 cent of multiplication of debt by usury. And in fact, if you'd supported the only solution, maybe we would have it now. But until we replace that system in its entirety with a system which does sustain the rights of men, all men and women, to issue unexploited promissory obligations, then we have usury. So you're just pretending that anything else is a solution.
Okay.
You still have to maintain a vital circulation. Do you somehow avert that requisite?
Well, let's focus on his show. Mike,
it's
I
not
need
a matter
to,
of opinion, Wayne.
Mike,
can you show us how?
Mike, number one, it seems like your signal's fading out, so I don't know if you're moving around a microphone, but please just... Okay, I just want to make sure we have a good signal. Okay, well, fundamentally, if we were to take a laboratory as a county... Can that be done? Would you agree with me?
In fact, I provided the Reagan administration in 1983 and 4 with computer models which actually calculate the maximum possible lifespan of any system subject to interest in this obfuscation of our currency. And in 1983 and 4, those models projected that this failure would transpire at approximately 2010 AD. They even projected the pattern for reducing interest rates. Which
okay, but that's not what I was speaking to.
Are you interrupting me, or do you want to hear my answer? Now, you're saying
Michael,
that a county can be taken as a laboratory
Mike,
state
a show.
Or a town or
Mike,
a country.
Mike, I'm going to cut you off if you don't calm down. I'm going to need for you to just
fine.
Answer my questions. This is my show, not yours.
All right, so let's look at the laboratory.
Oh, Mike. This is my show.
Laboratory?
Do you understand? So what I'm trying to propose is, and I please just let me finish. In this system, okay, I just was describing the universal debt jubilee and the means by which that we can affect that through hiring the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. So in a single county, we can hire the sheriff. We actually are having Sheriff Richard Mack, who's the most well-known constitutional sheriff in the country. He understands this. So we stop enforcing income tax liens, property tax liens, and foreclosure liens. So through that path, we can affect a universal debt jubilee in a single county. from that point on, the pieces of paper that the people call money in that particular county would all be then mountain hours. All right? So then there is no more usury in that county. The people are no longer required to pay their mortgages. They're not required to pay their car loans because they're all based upon fraud.
Okay, well, you've jumped clear across there as if that's the proper laboratory for all this.
Okay, hold on. The next aspect of this is ultimately what you're saying is that because, number one, we have eliminated usury from that county. Number two, what the next problem is that we face is obviously if we create too many or too little.
How would you prevail in that?
Well, let me just finish here. We're just
legal arguments that no debt exists.
What I want to get to is that what the
argument is there that no debt exists. You're advocating Jubilee.
Correct.
What legal argument then is there that no debt exists?
What legal argument is those contracts were based upon a fraud?
But a debt exists.
What debt?
The real creditor gave up a home. The new owner who purchased the home hasn't paid for it yet. The only way that the real creditor is fulfilled in the entitlement that they hold is if the debtors, or obligors as I prefer to call them, give up to the pool of wealth so much of their own production that the evidence of entitlement is redeemable in that. Now, if you're suggesting Jubilee, why should the next generation pay for their homes? Why should anyone pay for any of these?
Well, because the next generation,
if it's not an obligation, how would it be?
Because the next generation's contracts would not be based upon the mathematic fraud of usury.
And somehow, I bought a home yesterday, and it's just right that I never have to pay for it.
Well, as soon as you made your first payment, you had more invested into that than the bank did.
But that doesn't fulfill the obligation to the real creditor.
The real creditor was paid with the reserve note.
It doesn't inherit to the bank, indeed, but an obligation to the real creditor to make their money redeemable in property does exist. And unless I give that up by retiring principal from circulation, which is faithful to the actual disposition of a promissory obligation. You know, a promissory obligation only represents value until it's fulfilled. If I say I'm going to deliver you something, then my promise is worth that as long as it's enforceable. And that's what makes currency exchangeable, that it's an enforceable obligation to render entitlement. And so we have, in these contracts that we're exchanging as currency, an obligation ourselves to maintain their immutability. That is, we have an obligation to sustain the fact that they are indeed redeemable, which means that money does have to be an obligation as well. But they're promissory obligations. And so what we're doing when we create money of this kind, which is really the only kind of money that can be created, which fulfills all of the requisites of solution, because it's the only money that can exist in sufficient quantities, imposes no redundant costs upon us, and represents redeemability all the while, but only so long as we maintain a perpetual one-to-one-to-one relationship between remaining circulation, remaining value of represented property, and remaining obligation to pay just that much for the remaining value of represented property. And so...
Well, let me hold you on there a sec. So, fundamentally, you know, let's use this laboratory of a county. All right? So, you're... Basically, there is a particular number, which is the exact quantity of money that is neither inflationary or deflationary. Correct?
Certainly there is, and if you're advocating that mountain...
Well, I just want to stipulate, there is a specific number.
And show us how Mountain Hours fulfills those requisites.
Well, see, you're going on to, like, three questions, okay? So
you keep saying in every commercial break that these other things are solutions.
Okay. Well, the point I'm trying to make is that there is a number. There is a specific number.
So, yeah, and what is that number?
Okay. So all there is what I'm trying to contend is that you have a mathematic formula that derives that number.
Yep.
That's specifically...
It's not my position. It's just a mathematic fact that one and one only thing maintains that perpetual relationship, and that is to pay and to retire principal at the rate of consumption of the related property.
Okay.
And that is why a $100,000 home with a 100-year lifespan would cost us $1,000 a year or $83.33 a month overall if we merely restore the universal right to issue unexploited promissory obligations subject to an obligatory schedule of payment which maintains immutable value in the currency, that is, immutable redeemability and evidence of entitlement, by perpetually retiring principal at the rate of consumption of the related property. And this is the thing that I've been advocating since 1968. It's the only thing that solves the problem. It's not a matter of opinion. It's a plain, simple mathematic fact, and it's second grade math skills that realize when you define inflation and deflation, for example, as increases or decreases in circulation per represented property, there is one and one only solution to inflation and deflation, and that is...
That okay, so the issue is that...
equal to the remaining value of represented property. And okay, there is one only way to do that, and that is what I just gave you.
Okay. Can you explain to me, is it possible, is it conceivable that hypothetically, you know, just as a, you know, we're speaking entirely in hypotheticals here, is that after a jubilee were to be affected...
You have to understand something. All these things can be modeled by computers that just execute the steps, you know. In other words, if you wanted to calculate that, the Reagan administration asked me if it was possible to calculate this inevitable failure that I had, you know, described.
You've gone into that. Can I ask this question now, please? Is that in a specific county, after a jubilee has been affected, and you're essentially doing a reset, is it possible at that point in time with that
reset? How is it a reset?
How is it a jubilee by definition is a reset?
How is that?
Because the debts and sins are forgiven. The basically people.
So I bought a brand new home yesterday, and I haven't even made my first payment, and my debts are going to be forgiven. My next door neighbor bought a like home many years ago, has paid for it three times over, and he's not quite finished yet. Although he's paid for his home three times over, his debts are going to be forgiven, and that's just.
You know, ultimately, you can get into how to affect the jubilee, but fundamentally,
a jubilee, because a jubilee is just a wholesale forgiving of all debt.
Okay. Well, that person that bought the house the day prior...
Math of restoring rectitude. That's what I'm getting at here. Mathematically perfected economy is the math of restoring rectitude, which is, rather than jubilee, to count all prior payments of interest instead toward principal and to resume payments of the remaining debts, if any, at the rate of consumption of the related property. And that's the only legal argument that exists for rectifying the state of our falsified indebtedness.
Okay. Then let's say that, you know, rather than all debts being forgiven, as I was using the model for, is there any reason why... Well, you know, obviously, once we get the power to hire the sheriff, this can be affected. This can happen.
Once you don't have that power in the sheriff. The sheriff's chief obligation is basically the last protectorate of the people in upholding the Constitution. The sheriffs of all the sheriffs in our country are already obligated to this duty that you're ascribing to them.
Yeah, I realize that. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that these liens can be, what we can choose not to enforce them. We can choose to modify them, as you're saying. I was using the Jubilee as an example. Debts and sins are forgiven. So let's say we use your model. Is there any reason why this couldn't be done on a county-wide basis?
Yes, it could be done on any basis whatsoever, but only by hermetically sealing that.
So we've got a break here. We'll be right back with Mike Montaigne.
Share lives unswallowed by the war. To unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Bell Towers Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are on the line with our special guest, Mike Montaigne, and we are talking about his solution to our monetary corrupt monetary system, that's a mathematically perfected economy. And we were discussing the idea of using a county as a laboratory to do the transformation from the existing system to a mathematically perfected economy. And is you're indicating that that would be something that could occur, that we could transfer those debts, give the people credit for their existing payments that they've made thus far, and then remove the usury from those contracts? Is Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're advocating that Jubilee is the solution. Now you've already switched it over to mine, and you're claiming credit for that. There's a difference between the two. Now,
you're claiming I'm not that claiming any credit. I'm just using. I'm trying to use your model.
The very idea of Jubilee is a total refrain from diligence of resolving the affairs at hand to their rightful state. There's the math, and there's a lack of the math, whichever you have. And the reason that we don't have unity is none of us are recognizing what solution is. And the problem with this idea that you could localize a laboratory, so to speak, is that you can't until you can remove that county from the effects of all of the commerce and industry that it might conduct in interacting with all of the further industry and commerce, which is subject to usury. You can't insulate that county, because you don't have the authority to do so, from the multiplication of falsified indebtedness upon the federal government. You see, you're claiming you're going to do these things, and you don't even have the legal arguments to do that. Now, I put those legal arguments together back in the 1970s. You see, I provided the Reagan administration campaign, actually, in 1979, with a prescription for immediately converting the entire system to mathematically perfected economy in a fraction of a day and even without cost. Well, this idea of Jubilee has popped up everywhere, and all it is people that are imitating me without any of the context of what are the arguments to.
The Bible is. It's Mike, you're so paranoid about plagiarizing.
About plagiarism. So. The problem is plagiarism. You're either contributing to solution or you're dividing us.
Okay. Well, Mike, where can I spend some of your money?
Why would you spend any of my money?
No, well, I mean, because you have this monetary solution.
Where can I spend any of your money?
In Summit County. You come here, you can do it right now.
Well, you're spending my money because you're spending promissory obligations in everything you do.
That's not true. Mountain hours are not based upon a promissory obligation.
And they're not redeemable.
They absolutely are. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to the mechanic. There's restaurants in town, massage therapists.
And they arrest usury on the outer system, even though we have to maintain.
No, you just said they're not redeemable. So apparently they are redeemable. So
you cannot guarantee redeemability, because you can't even guarantee that the system will survive the multiplication of falsified indebtedness by the other currency.
Okay. Well, we're going into break. We'll be back. Into the next hour.
And what's the matter, Wayne? You don't have any arguments to defend yourself?
We have a commercial, Mike. We'll be right back.
Right now, between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings?